going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. Somebody got in here and moved my...
Who is this person? I will start naming names.
Today or yesterday?
I used to have wallpaper of Jennifer Lopez on my computer screen as the background. It's kind of just something. It's that or this...
There we go.
What is this? Default is... What is this on my screen page? Is this a blue rose? Like, what is that image that is the default on my wallpaper?
What it is.
That looks like some kind of origami or whatever.
I'm American.
I don't know what it is.
I'm just saying, like, put it back.
Some kind
put
of paper
J-Lo
fold.
Back.
I'm sorry.
Why'd you say it like LeBron James from yesterday? Origami.
Origami. I don't know. Origami? What is that? I'm sorry.
It's oral gummy. Okay.
Oral gummies.
Forgive me for how I've sinned.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Okay, but seriously, quit screwing with Fat Boy stuff. Fat Boy works from home and puts things in.
I'm a domestic technician.
Other people go in and move it around, and that's bullcrap.
Don't do it.
Well, if I moved it around, I apologize.
No, I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna elbow you where the...
I never talk about people in front of them.
Where the milk comes in.
I'm past aggressive as hell.
I do move things around, but that's... Yeah. For purposes only.
Yeah. It's for purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to do this. I hate to play this.
Heat one. Out of the way.
We're going to get some of the heat out of the way.
There's more than one heat?
Yeah, there's... I said we're all going to get the heat, but...
Is it all on one call? You're saying we each get slayed separately?
One call, we all get it. One call, just one person gets it.
Oh, boy.
It's been a hard week for me, y'all.
I know. So I don't want to do it. But we could get it out of the way.
No.
Oh, come on. How bad can it be?
Don't ask that. Jesus. That'll be a really? Contest.
Yeah, really. Oh, just
864. I didn't ask. You're right. Hey, I didn't think people would have the gall to do something like that this week of all.
Yeah, that's not nice.
864-241-4318. The FOF line.
Here comes the heat. Mattman, do you know how f***ing annoying you are when you sing? It's awful. Can you imagine hearing that through your car stereo? Jesus Christ, I know you're supposed to make a joyous noise for the Lord, but in no way is that joyous. Shut the up.
I know what she's saying, but she
wants some of this.
You sing to the Lord anytime you want, Matt Man.
You know what? I am not going to respond to that lady.
She didn't convey her message.
She's not going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
She'll be the toe.
Or a horse's back. Or
oh, boy.
Sexy back.
Nope.
Whatever it is.
She's bringing sexy back.
Yeah, I appreciate that if you don't know the words, which is often.
I bet you money that She listens to the podcast and hears me singing without the music in the background. And I can only imagine.
Oh, it's got to be what it is. We cannot put music on the podcast.
Can't put music on. So, yeah, I could see that point, but you still handled it like a bitch.
Okay.
Then again, if you don't want music on the podcast or you want music on the podcast, guess what? We don't give you commercials.
Yeah, so.
We cut those out, too.
Put that in your pipe.
Yeah, stick that in your peach emoji. And
sit on it.
Your peach emoji.
Be a sweetie and wipe the seedy, because I bet you stand up when you pee.
I wish I could.
You can try. I would like to see it.
I can make a mess.
I would.
Now, this is for everybody in the room.
Oh, boy.
Feel my pain.
I don't know if I agree with this. I might partially agree with it. You might, too.
Okay. This whole thing about, I don't want to say the restaurant I'm talking about, but you talk about it for like 10 minutes. Just say the f***ing restaurant. Say who you don't like. You even said one time, like, they're out of business now, so f***ing say it. Don't talk about it for 10 minutes and not say who the f*** they are. And now I heard about the f***ing pothole s***. I'm like, what the f***? You don't even want to say the f***ing road that the pothole is on? Come on, man. Listen, just f***ing say it, f***ing own it, or don't f***ing talk about it, all right?
I don't remember the pothole.
I don't know.
Probably for me, but I don't know why I wouldn't have said the road. I think one thing that, because I'm very scrupulous about this, and I think that is a word. I don't know if I said it right or scrupulous, but it used to be a game, board game.
It was a movie, too.
Scrupulous.
Well, scruples. But close.
Sometimes I've talked about certain roads that, and not you, sir, maybe not you, ma'am, or anyone listening right now, some of those people, like, you don't want to give too many close coordinates to maybe, like, where you live.
Oh, no, don't.
Yeah, that was.
Because then they'll come by and ask you some inappropriate things.
That was an issue in the past. Even if you said the name of the effing city, it was too close.
And when I lived in those apartments, like, you remember that, and I ain't even going to bring that up, but that was, like, that was very awkward. Because in high school, women never tried to, like, I mean, this is toward the end. I'm knocking on wood. Yeah, but like that was like, that was new to me. That was frightening. And she was very attractive.
You know, not saying a current operating business, I think that goes without saying, right? Obviously, yeah. You wouldn't say that.
Yeah, because they may not. So here's the way the company looks at it, our company, is that it's not necessarily from an offensive way, but they look at it, and it's a business. We are all here to make money now. I look at it as part, hopefully, except for that mean lady just called, that people enjoy it and it's kind of a distraction or just a nice listen along to, or you want to call in and involve yourself and all that. But like, it's always the company looks at it from, even if they don't advertise, what if one day they thought about it and if they remember the time Fat Boy said they had dirty bathrooms? Or oh, Matt commented that their billboard,
gosh,
I'll tell you, there's a company that, because of words that came out of this mouth, and I think it's silly, but yeah. I commented on this brand's billboard here in town that I felt it didn't line up with their message about what the world would call conservative or the right or whatever. And I was like, boy, that does not match up right there. I said, it's almost sacrilege. Someone from the company heard. They not only canceled on our station, they have never returned. They canceled every station in this building because I said, I don't think that matches up with your mission statement.
And I even corrected myself and got an email from a certain person that said, you know what? You shouldn't taunt the business. So I'm like, how about you worry about what you do and then let me do what I do.
Wow.
And they don't work in that.
So it's a tough line. I get that. But we always
then again,
say, too, though, if you text in, a lot of times we will tell you. It's just like, the publicly saying it, and I've always said, like, if you come to our damn appearances, you can ask us questions. So, haha.
You can. Plus, if there's
do Q&As.
If there's an issue.
I do the A's, Fat Boy does the Q's.
He does.
We pretty much say it without saying it. If you can't put two and two together.
Right.
I saw you.
Like when we say, it's a store where you could buy lots of stuff, even big lots of stuff.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, if you can't use context clues.
It's like, it's a store. It's kind of a mart. Oddly enough, they don't sell walls.
Oh, boy.
Target dog. Does that give it away? All right.
Big red balls. All right, so now that the heat's out of the way, on us at least.
Oh.
How about some heat for some deadbeat dads?
Good.
Okay.
Feel this.
Okay.
Nobody likes
Let
a deadbeat
Let me give the
dad.
Number. I haven't yet. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
And look, I just wanted to tell you this, man. All these pieces of shit, deadbeat dads out here not taking care of the kids. Y'all are idiots, man. I have three kids of my own, and I'm also having to help take care of my wife's sister's kids because for some reason, baby daddy decides, oh, I want to wind up being a junkie. Oh, I love my pills, but don't love my kids. Now you about to go to prison, and now these two little boys are growing up without a daddy, so I got to kind of be daddy. I don't want to be dad to them, but man, come on, grow the f*** up, man. You kiss my ass.
But you got to appreciate the honesty. Yeah. I mean, you got like, man, I don't want to do this because like, it's going to take some from my own real ones. But that's, you know.
Why would you step in and do it?
Because it's the right thing to do and the tasty way to do it.
It's the right thing to do, but for the guy whose kids are.
Right. And there's kind of
have
like,
you never had to sacrifice something for like your kid, like you're like, I wanted to buy this for me, but my son wants this.
Yeah.
Don't answer that. You were going to say no. You know, like
never.
You do that. You do, I mean.
Maybe for lunch, but I'll take some of his fries off the top. Is it kicking up a vig?
I would, though. The critique I would tell him is I would not, and he's probably not around the kids, but like, don't say I have to be.
I don't
say that
you,
that you want to be.
Yeah, and don't be weird with him either. Don't inappropriately touch them or traffic them.
You know,
that's
what,
only with stepmoms.
You are a better father than you lead on. I'm sure of that.
Well, don't tell the courts.
864.
I got a reputation.
We're going to break.
We'll take a little break.
We'll take a little break. What might one hear if they kept on the station and did not get offended and still a partner with us on various things?
You know what? We got a woman who got laid off, and she don't like it.
Well, can you blame her?
She's like, well, she's got a message for people who, you know, say, go get a job.
Uh-huh.
She got laid off and she's not happy.
Oh, bless her.
Plus, we got father versus daughter. That's never good. Especially when
daughters
usually
win, though.
When you find each other late in life.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're missing out on time you've already missed out on. So you can't be fighting now. You're supposed to be making up.
There's someone else to blame than your dad, too, I'm sure.
It's also a reason why you found each other again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Plus the C-section with a plastic knife. What's that about?
What?
I'm just kidding. I just threw that one in there.
God, fat boy, that's terrible. Off a little.
It really should be called a B-section because it's very confusing. It's not even near the C. It's up around the B. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea.
True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Wow. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hell yeah.
This is like they're doing a skit on Snoop Dogg. Hey girl, what you doing today? I'm going to get my hair done, get my nails done. What's up with you today?
These nuts.
Yeah, the fun. I miss skits on rap albums. It was weird you're going down the road and they come on, but it was kind of like a, oh, look, they're doing a little comedy after fun, they talk about fun. Pumping some hoes and shooting up some bitches.
You have to go back and listen to some old Juvenile if you want some.
W balls. Oh, I'm singing again. Sorry.
Or Master P. Man, have you seen the AI of Snoop Dogg going around? He's white.
No.
And
I saw LeBron as Ric Flair the other day, though.
Yes.
That was freaky.
When you see somebody as one color for your whole life, you get taken aback when you see him as the opposite color. Like, if we were black, I'm sure people would look at us for, like, you know, an extra second longer. Like, when somebody put out that Michael Vick picture when he was white, I'm like, this is very odd to see.
Like seeing Sammy Sosa. That's a great example.
Yeah.
Or Sammy Sosa.
That was a living example.
Yeah. It's almost like, remember for Punishment years ago, for Pigskin Punishment, y'all dyed my hair blonde. You know,
that didn't look that
like
bad.
Old Joe Hendry over there.
It didn't show the bald spot as much. I mean, I'm just being real as rain with you.
Remember, you would cut the nipples out of his shirt too.
I didn't do that. Y'all did it to me. I also had my hands spray tanned onto my breasts.
Oh,
that was, and went to and had my eyebrows shaved off when I met Hank Williams Jr.
I remember that.
Oh,
that
you was know,
at the well.
Yes, it was.
He was thinking the worst. He's like, what's wrong with this boy here?
He probably thought he was making a wish.
What if he's like?
He probably did.
You know how a parent licks their finger and rubs their kid's face?
Yeah.
He's doing that to you. Like, where's your eyebrows at, buddy?
Shelton, you know anything I can do to help his boy with?
Hey, you got some of my rowdy friends here to help him out with his, make it sound like JR. This guy wants to, he wants to do a lot of, I debated on even using this one.
Oh my.
But he captures the essence of a very angry worker. He wants to do stuff to his boss that you can't come back from, and maybe his boss's family.
We've
too.
Really went from the old proverbial was take a dump on their desk to now, like, you just hear and see some of the awfulness, you know, with the doxing and all the calling in, swatting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Now, you got to bear with it because his phone's not great and he starts yelling and screaming.
Oh.
He overmodulates.
Yeah, he needs anger management.
But there are a lot of good threats in here.
Ones that maybe others could use down the road.
Maybe.
864-241-4318.
Hey, yeah, this is for my boss who always has a scowl on his face unless he's telling me I've done something wrong. You made it in a parking lot one damn time, and that's all it's going to take. I'm going to you over so hard, then I'm going to take your mom, I'm going to her over, then I've got your dad, I'm going to call your ex-wife, I'm going to her over, then I'm probably going to your girlfriend, then I'm going to find some big to your kids. Off, ass.
Okay. I hope he felt better.
I don't. Not on that last part.
I'm going to write down what I had to bleep, and I'm going to immediately throw this paper away.
The kids. No, I mean, you had a stressed out day. You didn't bring the kids into it.
This is who he was going to hire to take care of the kids.
Shred that now. Like, shred it. Don't just ball it up and throw it away. Shred it.
If you work for Iron Mountain, come on by here and I'll throw it in the van.
Holy moly. You know what? That, an interesting point, though. Like, you want to motivate people to have a happy work environment. And the thought is, well, salary. But what if you go in and negotiate and you said, you know what? You don't have to give me the 3% bump. Let me punch you once a quarter in the nose. It'll sock save you right the company puss. Money, and I'll sock you in the puss.
I did not expect that.
Or if I need more than one a quarter, I can pay $500 to the charity of your choice to punch you in the nose.
Okay.
And you get the tax write-off. Oh, that would change the workplace environment.
My Paige, what are you doing this weekend? Let me hold the sign up.
I just laying here in the bed playing myself. Not like that. I'm playing Mahjong.
What am I doing?
You're a treasure. You really are.
How about the daughter? This is the daughter who's, she got disowned for the last time. She's fed up with her dad. And they reconciled later in life.
That's good.
And it's already gone awry. Stupid ass, dumb ass. Oh,
well, maybe it's the thing where she's already molded at who she is as a person and this or that, and he's trying to install some of his beliefs and whatnot, and she's got to be like, already who I am is who I am. That was a song, right?
Yeah, who you are is who you is and what you is or what.
Yes, Slim Shady Page. Mm. 8 Mile, 6 Mile, mm-hmm. Dirty Old. 864-241-4318.
I just want to start off by saying, Steve, supposedly you're my father, but you call me, you tell me I'm not your f***ing daughter, I'm not your blood, I haven't done s*** to you. All we've done is try to f***ing help you when nobody else would, buy you cigarettes, f***ing alcohol, when we f***ing worked, you quit on us, and then all of a sudden, I'm not your f***ing daughter, all because you f***ing quit? You mother f***. You ain't you're nothing but a f***ing drunk. And I told you, when that f***ing cancer hits you, I'll be the only one there for you. But you told me, no, I ain't nothing but a I can't even take care of my kids. Bullshit, mother f***. My kids are about to be back with me. I ain't on drugs. I don't drink every f***ing day. You go to hell.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to yesterday when I told about 50 senior citizens to listen to my show today. I said,
well played.
I'll mention today and pay a little more tribute to Mama. Oh, man.
How about when she said, my kids are about to be back with me? What happened?
Dude, you know, yeah, them fits of rage. You say a lot of things. I mean, I'm not saying she don't agree with what she said. I'm just thinking about what that other guy said about that, you know.
He called her his daughter, one of the worst words women do not like. Though I've heard a lot more women say it
Did
here.
Did you write
lately.
Part of it on that paper? No,
what is it? I want to hear it. What was
Don't
it?
Say it. Don't even ask the letter. Page ask the initials.
Word. Yeah. Yeah, just do that because I feel
okay.
Like
Okay.
To... Yeah. Oh, my God.
I had to use my tongue.
I mean, you but know, you know what?
We're doing what is it called? Charades. Charades. Off the air is what we're doing.
I can't give the analogy, but I liken that to, you know what? Women don't like that word. You can use that word. Only you can use that word.
Is it a double word?
Only you women. That's the C word.
Mm. But some would say only women that are that get to use that word. But why should they? If they are that, they don't get some kind of specialness.
Well, I don't think if you are that, people, you really know you are that. But that people just call
that's
you
true.
That.
That's
yeah,
true.
You can't like self-admittedly call yourself that, right? Like somebody's got to confirm it.
I've called myself a pussy before.
I was there with you.
My husband used to call somebody that all the time, and I would correct him and say, that is not nice.
But do you give that the same equivalency of certain, like, other slurs, in a sense?
Well, as I grew to know this person.
Because, you know, I perfected the term facial slurs the other day.
They did.
I looked that
great.
Up, and that was nowhere
anymore.
He was anymore.
100% correct in his analogy of this person.
She
and
was?
She did deserve, well, he or she deserved that.
Do you get a little hot, though, when you hear that word, like, worked up?
No.
Can you ever use that word, like, in the throes of passion?
Did you say
no.
Written like crazy?
Like blank my blank? No. No.
I didn't know if, like, certain situations it was passable. Like, okay.
I'm not really good with the dirty talk. I have to work on it. I'll be honest with you. Because I feel...
I got a workshop Saturday morning at 7.
I feel silly. I can't say this.
He's still workshopping it.
Like, you talking about, like, pillow talk, like, sexy talking?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say it, but
AOL chat rooms helped me with that a lot.
I feel awkward.
I'd copy and paste a lot of them. Like, oh, that one worked. I should save that in a file folder and copy and paste it again like I'm actually writing it. Because then you didn't have the little three lines going across showing that you were actually typing. Yeah, I just copy and paste in all the innuendos
just
and such.
Just medical terms.
Yeah, yeah.
Facial slurs.
God, that was great. You really got to, like, trademark it somehow. Yeah, but nobody says it.
I trademark. It's like Kanye trying to sell Klan hoods.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it's controversial. You'll take a break. Take a break here.
I've said too much.
Yes. We'll talk about...
and you throw that away for real. Like, yeah, put it in your pocket and take it home with you.
Well, I can't until 9 o'clock because I got to use it.
Okay.
But, I forgot what it was, so I turned around.
The cameras are on it.
Because that looks very, out of context, that looks really bad.
Even in context, there's no context where this is cool.
You might want to change the letter or something in that.
I might want to join witness protection.
Let's not let everybody guess what we're talking about.
No. Okay?
This is one of those times I'm admitting we're not letting you in on this. It's not a joke and it's not perverted.
This is, we're going to talk about a guy who, you know what, he just wants a nice porta potty to be able to use it at his job site.
Okay.
That's all he wants.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Well, he's not going in this one.
There's been a lot of, I don't know if I'm making up another word here, laxation of, as we get.
That's when women pump milk.
That's menstruation. I was thinking more or less of,
that's all of them.
Pandemic crazy, sanitizer everywhere. Again, it led to a sniffing habit for Fat Boy. But
he's
and even at, let's say, my gym, where every time I would watch, if someone left a machine, there would be somebody in a purple and a yellow shirt come over and swab it down.
You? Can I help you?
No, they would wash it down and stuff. They've totally, we're beyond that now.
That's the ultimate warrior.
We are dirty hands. Back to, we don't give a damn. I've seen people sneezing without covering their face
and
coughing without their elbows. So.
I've
seen people snowball lunch.
Yeah. I saw a Fat Boy eat a cream pie for lunch the other day.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh. Guys, P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Rise Guys.
Oh, my God.
I just had to separate these two over college basketball, Fat Boy and Paige.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought they were talking football.
Oh, wow. That's the reason why it fell off.
There's a Bowman Chrome 1-of-1 Cooper Flag Auto. Yeah. He's going to be the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Hold it up, Paige says. Hey, do you play football for
me? I couldn't see it from here.
To her point, I mean, we are in the dark, essentially. So I had to stand up to see what slur you wrote down a while ago.
It is dark in here.
Yeah.
So I'll give her that. All right.
I'm going to use this excuse next time y'all try to show me something.
No, but she did ask 5 questions, and that's when I had to stop and say, you don't know who it is. And then Fat Boy goes on about it. Women don't know anything about sports. And he was being condescending and fun, and then it just went off.
Well, I can say this woman doesn't know much about sports.
Ooh.
She said, are you talking about the Panthers? Like, no.
You said North Carolina. No. That's all I heard.
Cooper Flag. Oh, that's what she asked. Did they play North Carolina? It was Cooper Flag from Maine, Montvedre Academy in Florida, to Duke. He's going to be the number one pick.
Okay.
Damn it.
Okay.
I didn't hear Duke.
Well, normally when we say that word, it's referring to going to the bathroom, is it not?
You've been hearing the sounds all morning. Duke.
How many are we going to try to work in and get here?
All of them.
All of them. Okay, good. Here. Let me give the number. 864-241-4318.
Let's do the chick about getting laid off. She got laid off, but she's not happy about it.
Bless her. I can understand.
So let her vent for a little bit, please.
More of the FOF line.
To all the motherfuckers out there that are saying, oh, all these people that got laid off are being lazy, you. Okay? I didn't want to be laid off. I don't want to sit at home all day. I have a 4-year-old son that I want to go and take to the pool or to the fountain or anywhere, but I can't because we're stuck at home. So you, motherfucker. I wish I was still working because right now I'm not socializing with anybody but my son. This is what I hear all day is mama, 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 mama. I don't get to do anything with them except sit in the house and go outside on our playground. You, to all those motherfuckers out there who are calling me lazy because I got laid off. It's not my fault that I got laid off. So to all you out there that are saying, oh, I wish I could be at home laying around watching Netflix, we'll do that for about 2 weeks and then see how you feel.
I want to kind
of good stuff.
I want to guess the bleep on the one. Was it a compound word?
I'm gonna write it down.
Is it yeah, even saying the initials would be offensive, so.
Now that looks awful.
Oh, I see, proving it again. I do have to stand up.
That looks awful together, but focus on the last one.
You were
what?
Yeah.
Wow, these people are shocking me today.
I can't even read this.
Gosh, don't.
You need to set that piece of paper on fire, please.
My God.
Set it on fire.
This.
This is Paige's to-do
list. If I won Powerball, I would buy every listener, like at least an iPhone 12.
Oh, my God.
At least a 12. Get off the 5C. I had a 6S Plus.
The world of technology, like where when we taught at Jeff Hardy's, just sitting in the backyard, and it sounded better, like on video. It sounded better. The birds and everything. And then
dropped his phone, though.
The last few calls has been, you know.
I read over my dad. He's beating my dad now. I don't like him. Don't think that Bluetooth is your helper. Yeah, friend. It's not. Sounds awful.
No, it sounds like sometimes you're like in you know, some kind of jet fighter up in the sky.
I want to stab you with a karate sword.
It sounds bad. I can hardly hear people sometimes.
Well, you'll be able to hear this guy because he's pretty clear.
Top of his lungs.
And... No, you know, he's pretty calm about it, but he would love a nice place to drop a deuce on the job site. Mm. He does not have that now.
Besides the boss's desk.
Or his bald head or his truck or his chest or any of that stuff.
Do you remember that tree of the consequences? Where the boss paid a prank and then the guy
smelled Camino
and took a dump on his car.
Yeah.
God, we have on the best listeners. They just have bad phones. 864-241-4318.
Man, I am sick and damn tired of coming out of these f***ing job sites, and every time I have to go take a f***ing one of these porta-johns, these motherfuckers look like they damn butthole done exploded. I mean, what the f*** is wrong with people, you nasty sons of bitches? There's s*** on the walls, there's s*** on the floor, there's s*** on the toilet paper. Everywhere. I just go in there to take a f***ing, and I can't even do that without slipping or stepping in f***ing s*** and having it all over my damn boot. I can't handle this s***. It's f***ing ridiculous.
But don't handle it, first off.
I mean, I can relate to working in places where people can't flush the toilet or do anything. It's just nasty.
Even in women's rooms?
Oh, gosh. It is horrible.
Like, I come to it expected for men's rooms. But
get that key.
Women's rooms, like, thank God.
Man. I mean, just, like, certain things that you should definitely flush.
Like,
but they don't.
You ever seen anybody... You know, you saw them pop out of a stall, and then you saw the afterworks. Did you ever approach them and say, maybe see a doctor?
Like I should have.
Dang, man.
Because it's just like, did your mother not teach you how to flush the dang toilet? I've wanted
women,
to say that.
That's like...
Excuse me, go back in there.
That's me talking about my kind. We the ones who use a pee everywhere and stuff. And
or like, hey, go back and wash your damn hands, you dirty... Oh, wow. You know what? And I've seen that.
One of these? Like...
No,
you,
no, not that.
Oh, yeah, that person wouldn't be in there. Person.
Was it
we're
fussing?
Pointing at different directions in the building trying to guess who it was.
Not in this building, it was somewhere else.
Was it fussing a couple weeks ago where they said they had to release the chocolate hostages?
Released from the internment camp. That's or not solitary confinement.
That's what it was. Talk about taking a doo-doo.
If you weren't well and you're going to blow up a bathroom, wouldn't you go home instead of continue to shop? Because I have been in a situation.
They're all public restrooms.
Okay, where I went to one downstairs, and I'm like, oh, hell no.
Can I
and
tell
then
you something?
And then I go upstairs, and it's even worse.
That I'm afflicted with currently. If I have a situation where I have to go to the bathroom, it's going to require a little extra cleanup as far as the bowl goes afterwards. and I don't know why. Right, we're talking about like Jackson Pollock type.
Now, do you do that in public? I have a question. Or do you go home?
It would be taken out of context and uncool. But like, are you like? This is a health question.
Both. Okay,
we're building this around health. The way people get by on YouTube by saying this is for educational purposes.
Yep.
Are you when you're defecating? Are you farting a lot?
You know what? You'll have a couple like
it's like the literally hitting the fan. Then I think is what this is doing.
You'll have a couple of the flood big rumbles that kind of get it going.
3:30 in the morning.
You know it's coming.
But it's all inside.
I wish I could, man. I wish we could talk about this as adults because I have legit questions.
It's one of the few things
and I don't want to pay the copay
that all human beings have in common.
Everybody,
you got to go to the bathroom.
Everybody.
Ouch! No, we're finally to the point where we talk about putting deodorant on your balls and under your boobs and stuff.
Thigh folds, under folds,
dirty old
butt crack feet.
I assume every living creature has to excrete something.
Okay, let's say if you were outside on a hot summer day.
Dead. God, we just taught him into doing it. Go ahead.
And you walk past.
You man the dump button. Remember this. Go ahead.
Let's say it looks like somebody dropped some chili like a week earlier, uh-huh. And you walk past it and you're like, why is this chili so dry? But half of it's in a water puddle. Like, what is wrong with this chili?
I would assume that the chili is a result of some sort of allergy.
The sun was hitting it, maybe. It's cooking one side and not the other.
It could have been.
Yeah.
That it rushed.
But you're so astonished at why this chili is so dry.
I know. I remember when it dawned on me that I mean, we're already in. We might as well go full steam. I remember the timing when I realized, and it was an observation, like, man, why isn't dog doo-doo turning white anymore? Like, when I was a kid, it was always white. And then it was like, oh, okay. We were literally feeding dogs, like, the absolute worst stuff in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what the oxidation and everything did to it.
Less protein. It was more starch.
Can I tell you something gross I thought about?
By all means.
My dog was going to the bathroom outside, and I'm like, that looks like it would be a delicious candy, but obviously it's not. I was like, that looks like a peanut butter swirl.
Ah, dang,
I'm just looking at it.
At least it wasn't too Twix laying there. What else, you guys? Is that it?
We'll work in one more right here. Here's the
we're pushing it today, man.
Here's the lady.
Mark, I'm still breathing, okay?
Yeah. You only get a day.
You're not responsible for any content.
I came to work every day, so I get a little stretching of the rules.
Here's the chick from the clip from earlier. She's not happy with a C-store clerk.
Okay.
So I live in North Carolina, and I just went to a gas station. And this dumbass that works there, because I'm wearing a really big jacket, just got off work, worked a 12-hour shift.
Thank you.
How about the bitch at the counter said, where's the second bottle? I said, ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about. Lift up your shirt. I had to literally pull out all my pockets and everything. And then she tells me, don't give her attitude. I heard the glass clink. I'm like, ma'am, that's what happens when you pull out glass that's touching other glass at a gas station. She told me to not come back while you ugly, sad, miserable bitch. You don't have very much hair left in your head. You look like you smoked cigarettes since you were 3 years old. And you know what? I'm going to talk to your real manager tonight. I'm going back there. I am a hard-working American lady, and I do not deserve to get kicked out because, I look scruffy? You, check your camera. Get a life, bitch.
USA, USA, USA.
How she looks scruffy?
People are tired.
She's got a beard.
You got to give her that.
I'll give her something.
Working hard.
Bottom beard.
Give her a bigger jacket to steal more with.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this now.
I would have just kept walking toward it.
Keep walking, toots.
Like, some stores, they just let you shoplift now. And you're stopping and frisking. This ain't Barney's.
You got to be careful with stuff like that Jay-Z because song. You could get hurt if you're accusing people of things, you know.
But imagine that, though. Like, you know, working any retail, like, you have to eyeball everybody coming in the door. And it's that natural judgment that, again, if it's hot, and, you know, I wear a hoodie in the mornings and I'm hot as hell when I leave here, but, like, you have on a big jacket, they're going to maybe assume. And, you know.
They'll still tell you some stores, no hoodies allowed. Take it off.
And if something that's suspicious, I would call security. I wouldn't handle it like that. You know, I wouldn't accuse somebody of doing anything because that's a liability that I don't cross.
I tear it up more because I just read SUC on that one. They probably watch. They'll bring their kids with them to clean the building tonight, and the kids will start.
Oh, what is this, Mom?
Playing. Figure out the word, putting all the pieces together.
Yeah, don't do
that. I said that like Uncle Baby Billy, putting all the pieces together.
Oh, nah. Changes.
What you just heard was real. Those were your real comments. And y'all, and use the FOF line. When you're pissed off, angry, upset, a lot of times just getting it out will make it feel better. Other times it makes it worse. But either way, 864-241-4318. Hey, Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, I told you we were going to talk about some gummies and also the dirtiest cities in America. Do you live in one of them? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Did we used to be broadcasting one of them?
Oh, that's good. That's got to be high up on the list.
Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy,
on how big she is now,
and Paige,
on making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.